این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خداست. ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of Truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
September 6, 1981. Place, Jamaran, Tehran. Occasion, approach of Hajj rituals. Addressee, Muslims of the world and pilgrims to Mecca. We have embarked on a hard and unceasing campaign against America and hope that our children will hoist the flag of monotheism in the world by being liberated from the yoke of oppressors. We are certain that if we carefully fulfill our duty, which is to fight the criminal America, our children will taste the savor of victory. Is it not a disgrace for the Muslims of the world to give in to the hegemony of arrogant powers, bandits, and pirates, despite commanding all these human, material, and spiritual resources and having such progressive school of thought and divine support? Has not the time arrived to put aside carnal desires and extend a hand of fraternity to each other, and drive out the enemies of humanity from the stage and put an end to their disgraceful and oppressive existence? Has not the time arrived for the struggling and brave people of Palestine to condemn the political games played by those who claim to be fighting Israel and rip up the chest of Israel, the inveterate enemy of Islam and Muslims, with firearms? What answer do Muslims have to provide before God, who has called upon them to stick together around the string of God and forbidding them from discord and dispute? Do not they think it's their duty to back up the Iranian government and nation who toppled the flag of atheism with jihad and raised the honorable flag of Islam? Do the court preachers consider suppressing the Islamic revolution to be more necessary than opposing America and Israel? We demand our Muslim brothers in the East and the West to act in unison with the Islamic Republic of Iran and repel the enemies with the help of God, rid the Islamic countries and the oppressed people of the world of pillage, and respond positively to God's call in this vital issue. We request the pilgrims to the Holy House of God to pray for the victory of Islam in the holy stations, conveying the message of Iranian nation and the outcry of this innocent people to their countries. We beg God to confer on you success in unity of expression and familiarity with Islamic duties. May God's peace, mercy, and blessings be upon you. Ruhullah al-Musavi al-Khomeini. Allahu Akbar.